Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
What they are attempting to do is criminalize what they consider to be disinformation. And I have to tell you, this indictment is a really sad moment for me. I had hoped that if Smith was going to indict on January 6th, that he would find unassailable evidence and unquestioned legal authority. He has neither in this indictment. But what he does have is the criminalization of political speech.
So if you didn't follow it yesterday, when old Jack Smith, the guy bringing this indictment forward, came out, he gave a press conference railing against Trump and the January 6th riot and made it sound like he was indicting Trump on incitement of the riot, but then he didn't. Which, as Jonathan Turley said, the disconnect was glaring and concerning, and he indicted him all kinds of stuff that a lot of legal people, including people on the left, think, well, you're running into some real free speech problems here. You get to say the election was stolen. You get to believe that if lawyers are telling you that.
It's an odd indictment, and ultimately will not be successful on any level, I don't think. As Turley also put it so brilliantly, when you take a red pencil to anything that's protected by the First Amendment, this indictment is reduced to a haiku.
One of my favorite pundits saying, nobody knows for sure what the hell is motivating Jack Smith's decision. The New York Times said that Smith, since he began his role as special counsel, has taken these actions with remarkable speed, aggressiveness, and apparent indifference to collateral political consequences. Well, maybe you think the indifference to collateral political consequences is good. I think you're living in a fantasy world if you ignore the politics of it completely. But why are you going so fast and aggressive? Is it to try to get this done before the election? Well, that sounds to me like you do have some political consequences in mind.
Well, right, and there are collateral political consequences that come from you doing your job so rigorously and honorably that you're going to, you know, ruffle some feathers. And there are also political consequences that come from you being so haphazard and partisan that it makes people think the system is rigged. Those first consequences, I'd go ahead and cause. That second set, not so much.
Yeah, it wasn't until we got, you know, we're all getting our mini law licenses, Trump getting indicted all the time. I wonder if there's some sort of associate's degree law license we can all get at the end of...
You could probably pass the test, yeah.
At the end of following all these indictments and reading about them. But I didn't know until all this stuff started how slow it is common to have these things go. And things get put off all the time. Like, you've got other legal complications, so this one over here gets put off until after that. That's why, you know, this happens all the time where you hear about some legal case and you think, wow, they just wrapped that up. I remember years ago talking about that. It's super, super slow sometimes because of all kinds of different considerations. Well, then, is it not a reasonable consideration to say, there's a presidential election coming up. If he's guilty of a crime, we'll deal with it after that. But having the current candidate for one of the two major parties, who's, by the way, tied for the presidency in the courtroom for a month in the middle of an election probably isn't a good idea.
Even though he's facing all these legal charges and everyone knows it. That would suggest, hey, you got to let it play out. So I have
I will never get tired of "and everyone knows it."
And everyone knows it.
I love it.
I know, right?
Oh, that one.
No. Leighton, was it late in the show or during the One More Thing podcast yesterday? We agreed that needed to be outlawed. Just that phrase with that inflection.
I know, right? Needs to go away.
I know, right?
Yeah, and good people use it.
Sure, oh yeah.
Fine folks use it, but it's now officially tired. Anyway, I have a big kind of overarching philosophical point to make. It's the sort of thing I would write a book about if I was more ambitious, but I got a tea time. This is a little lengthy, but I thought it was absolutely terrific from Andrew McCarthy, who is frequently harshly critical of Trump. I don't remember if he says anything about it in this little screed, but he thought the obstruction of justice documents thing was a pretty strong indictment and pretty wrapped up. His thinking is different this time around. Clip 50, Michael. Settle in, everybody, and enjoy Andrew McCarthy.
This is as weak as it was foretold to be. You see a lot of deceitful conduct, but the problem I think Jack Smith has is that Congress has not enacted statutes that directly criminalize the behavior that Smith is talking about. So what he has to do is distort statutes in order to try to pigeonhole the behavior into them. So, for example, the Supreme Court was very clear in May in two cases where they threw out convictions against cronies of former Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, that fraud in the United States means to bilk a victim out of money or property, you know, tangible assets. And that to the extent that, you know, Congress has tried to expand that into this idea of, you know, fraud that creates deceptive government practices, the statutes that are on the books now are vague, and otherwise Congress hasn't criminalized that. So I think what you have is the case comes down to, can he prove that Trump believed the things that he was saying, notwithstanding all the evidence to the contrary. But even if he could get over that hurdle, which I think is daunting, I do think that you have the problem that he has extravagantly stretched these statutes in order to try to capture this behavior. And that's because this is really a proxy for what should have been a political impeachment process. They're leaving to the criminal justice system the failure of Congress to carry out a successful impeachment.
Right. That is, I agree with that.
And would you like to remind everybody why it was an unsuccessful impeachment?
Well, they crafted the impeachment on purpose to not have him booted out of office.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi made it so onerous and twisted that Republicans couldn't possibly vote for it because she wanted that issue for the midterms. Look at the Republican Party. They protected Trump, who brought us January 6th. Always, politicians want the issue. They don't want to solve the issue.
I'll always believe that if they had brought the impeachment like the next day, which they could have, with a very broad crime, or whatever you call it, high crime or misdemeanor of, this guy shouldn't be president. I mean, you could be almost that broad. Like, the first 48 hours, you'd have gotten overwhelmingly yes and booted out of office.
Yeah, it could have been three sentences.
I'll always think that, but that's not what they did. So, as Andy McCarthy says, they're trying to deal with that now, legally speaking, and you can't.
So here's my big philosophical point that I would put into a book if I was more ambitious. And this is something I've talked about through the years, and I think we're really seeing it crystallize now. We, the United States, have become a much, much, much more legalistic society in the last 50 years. You know, to paraphrase some great thinkers, we have gone from a society where we encountered the government and its powers and limitations pretty infrequently through the course of our week to now one that is hour by hour. We butt up against the government and its rules and regulations and limitations. We are a very, very legalistic society. And as great philosophers have explained, if you base your society on long criminal codes and regulations, that supplants morality. Morality no longer plays a role. You have a society that says, if it's legal, it's right, and it's good, and I can go ahead and do it. And if it's illegal, or the only things I shouldn't do are the things that are illegal.
Correct. That drives me crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so whether it's smoking pot or adultery or dropping F-bombs in a McDonald's or just whatever it is, nobody has any interest in right and wrong anymore. It's just legal and illegal. And so in that society, you see the things Trump did. And you and me, my friends, might disagree on this, and that's fine. Let's keep communicating and trying to convince each other. That's what's fun about life. Maybe what Trump did was wrong, completely wrong, morally wrong, dangerous to the republic, etc. But that no longer has any persuasive power to say that. Was it illegal? Is the only question in modern society now. And so Jack Smith thought, well, this is immoral and wrong what Trump did, but let me indict him criminally, and I may have to stretch these statutes so far they snap. But we'll craft an indictment for you. It won't go anywhere.
So as I've mentioned many times before, I think whether the trial happened. Well, let me read this from some punditry I really like. What was true before this new indictment is true now. The question of whether there is a criminal trial before the election is the biggest question in American politics at this point and will likely remain so. I agree. That's the biggest thing in politics. Do any of these trials happen before the election? This particular pundit thinks the Supreme Court is going to repeatedly stick it to Donald Trump in the coming 15 months and beyond as he tries to drag these things out. I don't have any idea. I'm not enough of a lawyer to understand that.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of those, like, procedural issues, how trials actually work, pretrial hearings and the rest of it. When can you tell a judge, hey, that's super inconvenient, can we make it the next week, and when you can't? I don't know that stuff. Do we have time? Outstanding email from frequent correspondent JT on this topic. Trump fans, you get annoyed with me being critical of them, you're going to love this. I've been waiting for this for weeks. Trump is being accused of the generic-sounding conspiracy to defraud the U.S., among other charges. I hope this is what the GOP House has also been waiting for with impeachments, because there are a lot of people who should go ahead of Trump. Start with Comey and the FBI top brass, McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, that guy who forged the edited email, etc. And let's not forget Fauci for his multiple lies on his way to defrauding the U.S. over COVID origins, the definition of gain of function, and the effectiveness of the vaccine to prevent transmission. And, of course, who could forget Hillary Clinton, whose lies literally defrauded the country of tens of millions of dollars as Dems tried to act on her bogus dossier?
Yeah.
How about the fraud from Joe Biden regarding his laptop, Hunter's laptop, his involvement with Hunter's scam business graft, and Biden's attempt to suppress free speech? You want to talk about taking away people's voting rights? Start there. How about all those intelligence experts who defrauded the public about the validity of Hunter's laptop?
That's the worst.
How about Adam Schiff? Back to Biden. What about his attempt to defraud the U.S. over unconstitutional student loan forgiveness? Or Obama's on Dreamers, his executive order on Dreamers, after he said 23 times he couldn't do that constitutionally, then did it.
Oh, Mayorkas for Thank
you, Hank. Mayorkas for his porous border non-policies. Merrick Garland for his corrupt DOJ. Anthony Blinken for his lies about the Chinese spy balloon. In fact, we can charge every member of Congress who voted for the Inflation Reduction Act. I can't think of a bigger, wider fraud perpetrated against the American people than to disguise the Green New Deal as an inflation-fighting bill.
These are really good examples.
Let's get all of those people charged and prosecuted before we bother getting to the Trump charges of fraud.
You know, to a certain extent, defrauding the American people is what federal politicians do all the time.
Yeah, it's in their job description.
Oh, my God. That is some really good stuff right there. We got
well
a lot
done,
more on
JT.
The way. A lot more on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop. Opt out.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence.
because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to anyone that texts AWESOME to 200-300. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let Bosley show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text AWESOME to 200-300. That's AWESOME to 200-300.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a doorframe. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawontwait.com. That's gawontwait.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlize Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlize Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlize will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlize today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlize Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlize Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show. Great news, everyone. At IHOP, to celebrate 65 amazing years, all-you-can-eat pancakes are back for just $5. So come and celebrate 65 years with us. Only at IHOP. Thank you.
See, now, why would that get my attention? I'm not at the point financially where the thing stopping me from eating pancakes is what it costs.
Right.
And most of us aren't.
Isn't that just preying on people with eating disorders?
It really is, and it's not a financial thing. It's a, I don't think, it's a weird psychological eating thing. Now, when I was first in radio and so poor, my buddy Rusty and I, we would go to stuff like that and eat, because of the cost, as much as we could, because it was going to save us money on the next meal, because I was so poor. But that's not where I am now. But I hear that, and I think, oh, I got to go. I got to go. I can't miss that. Wow. You're preying on people with eating disorders. All right. So that's that story. I'm going to run through a number of stories here.
Well, at no point in anybody's life should they eat more than like three pancakes or four.
Oh, so. God, no.
Mine.
I'm not sure I should ever eat one anyway with syrup at this point in my life ever. I've mentioned I love Bill Maher's YouTube show that he's got where he's down in the basement smoking pot and drinking with a variety of guests. Really good. Conversations, fascinating. I don't remember who his guest was on this one, but he said this the other day.
Don't pretend that you love migrants so much, and then when we send them to you, you don't like them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You're full of and we can see that.
That was him talking about Democratic mayors who have sanctuary cities and claim that they love illegal immigration, all that sort of stuff, but when they started coming to their towns, they complain about it. So good for a liberal calling that out. By the way, the Bill Maher show, since he is smoking pot and drinking and so are his guests, as a sober guy, the first, like, third of the show is great, middle third, and okay, by the end, they're all just laughing about something. I don't even know what they're laughing about.
Mm.
And it's just highly annoying.
It's not that shocking.
And are you following the is it a bear or a guy in a bear suit story from China? This has got the internet going nutso here. The, quote, human bear at the Chinese zoo that stands on its back legs and waves to people. And not only that, if you look at the pictures, it just looks like a guy in a bear suit. I mean, it doesn't look like a bear. The way the skin hangs off it and everything like that, it looks like a guy in a bear suit. China swears it's a bear. Everybody that's looked at the pictures online says, no, there's no way that's a bear.
You
took some dissident and told him they have to wave to onlookers in a bear suit in the zoo. And under threat of penalty or death, they're going ahead and going along with the act. You got.
I'm a great fan of radio. I make my living in it, but I really need to examine the photographic evidence.
Well, you got to go with Chinese zoo bear. You'll come up with a picture and tell me that doesn't look like a guy in a bear suit waving to people.
Chinese asshole!
So, got to get to the bottom of this story.
Katie, would you like to contribute to the bear man story?
So someone finally got a video of this thing. It's definitely a bear. Yes. It's a sun bear, and they have, like, loose skin, and they do stand up like that frequently. But the photos,
it looks exactly like
a dude in a bear suit.
Yeah, the loose skin makes it really look like a bear suit.
It looks like pants.
Yes, it looks like pants.
It looks like, a guy wearing, like, warm-ups, but a bear costume. That is so weird.
Yes, it is. We have more legal opinions on the latest Trump indictment and a variety of things coming up.
We'll post a link to the weird bear man at ArmstrongandGetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
For over a decade, SimpliSafe has revolutionized home security, and our latest advancement is here, 24/7 LiveGuard protection, only from SimpliSafe. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplisafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. Every year, more than 4 million pets enter shelters here in the United States. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals since 1877. The goal is to ensure that pets have a safe shelter, especially during natural disasters. Adopting a shelter pet allows shelters to help more animals awaiting care. Please consider adopting today and take some time to learn more about American Humane's other work at AmericanHumane.org.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses in stock. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Some
summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I was on the phone with somebody last night, and they said, hey, Trump got indicted today. And I said, yeah. And, I mean, I was just like, what? We're not talking about this, are we?
Yeah.
But we are talking about it on the radio because there are interesting legal angles around it. And we got more on that coming up. We can just the thumbnail sketch is that even Ruth Marcus in the Washington Post, David French in the New York Times are saying, there's a lot of problems with this legally in terms of trying to criminalize something that should be free speech. So we can get into that more later.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. A handful of stories just to unspool for you very quickly.
Oh, good term, unspool.
Thank you. This is, of course, from Cal Unicornia. Trans activist Dana Rivers, who murdered a lesbian couple and their 19-year-old son, is preying on inmates at a woman's prison in California. Transgender triple murderer, controversially housed in a woman's prison, has been accused of preying on inmates while bragging about receiving special treatment due to California's woke incarceration policies. What sort of madness has gripped a society when someone can commit horrific crimes? The judge in this case said, and I quote, these killings are the most depraved crime I ever handled in the criminal justice system in 33 years.
Wow.
So you've got this monster who claims to be transgender or what have you, who commits these horrific crimes, but we the people are forced to not only aid this person in their transgender road, but then cater to their wishes. What sort of madness has seized the society?
And how and long will it last?
And the article goes into the details of how this person, and it's funny, the inmates say he, but the Daily Mail puts parentheses she in their story. But the inmates who are being harassed by this gentleman call him he. So I'll go with the inmates. I thought this was so good. Twitter, for all of its poison and oversimplification and everybody hates everybody, sometimes it gets it exactly right. Here is a tweet about the Sound of Freedom movie that a lot of people are talking about. Everybody wants us to go see. It's about child trafficking, sex trafficking around the world, a guy who fights it and tries to save the kids.
Every time I bring up Oppenbarbie or Barbieheimer or whatever you're supposed to call it, I saw Oppenheimer, might go to Barbie this weekend. Anytime I bring that up, they say, people, we get so many texts. Like grassroots movement. You got to see the Sound of Freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the knock on it from the left, from the mainstream media, is that it's like QAnon adjacent or, you know, it's just ridiculous, overstated. In fact, here are some headlines. From Rolling Stone, Sound of Freedom is a superhero movie for dads with brainworms. The QAnon-tinged thrill about child trafficking is designed to appeal to the conscience of a conspiracy-addled boomer. How about this from NPR? QAnon supporters are promoting Sound of Freedom. Here's why. Washington Post. Sound of Freedom is a box office hit whose star embraces QAnon. ABC News. Trump screens Sound of Freedom seeking to rally evangelicals around fear of child trafficking. Another rolling.
What's weird about the headlines you're hitting me with is child trafficking is a thing. It's a big thing. It's a giant thing.
A little more from Rolling Stone. Apart from its relentless messaging, Sound of Freedom is hobbled by a near total absence of procedural logic. Let's see. Salon. It's Uncle Tom's Cabin, but for QAnon. Film spreading child trafficking hysteria is making bank, et cetera, et cetera. There are a few more. Then this tweet links to this story from NBC News. Good, solid liberal news. FBI finds 200 sex trafficking victims, 59 missing children in two-week sweep.
I remember that.
That was from April of this year.
Yeah, I remember that.
Nationwide operation also identified or arrested 126 suspects of child sexual exploitation and human trafficking and 68 suspected traffickers. The FBI found 200 sex trafficking victims, more than 125 suspects during a two-week child exploitation in July, federal officials said. That is a two-week operation, 200 victims.
Whoever coined the term trafficking should have their computers seized and their hard drives gone over, because I feel like they really went out of their way to soften what is going on here.
I know some of the modern terms that we're supposed to use for horrific crimes, to take what, the horror out of those crimes? Why? Sexual assault instead of rape. Child trafficking or human trafficking as opposed to, it's slavery. They're rape slaves.
Child sex slaves really gets a lot more attention than human trafficking, but that's mostly what it is.
He's a human trafficker. He's a child trafficker. No, he enslaves children and allows them to be raped. Why have we cleansed this stuff?
It's weird.
Anyway, so once again, thank you, mainstream media, for your fair and balanced reporting. It's unbelievable.
Are you following the whole Richard Dawkins thing? I just sent the audio to Hanson. I've been meaning to grab this for a while. We'll probably get to it later. If you ever got into any of the atheists versus believers stuff on YouTube. Like Christopher Hitchens, one of my heroes, I didn't agree with him on this, but used to debate people all the time. People who believed in God, and he didn't believe in God. Richard Dawkins is like the number one guy in the world for that. So lefties love Richard Dawkins. He wrote The God Delusion, which was a giant hit, and he was on Charlie Rose all the time, and the New York Times loved him and everything like that. It's because he's an atheist, and they would talk smack to people who believed in God. Well, he is a hardcore, there are only two sexes guy, and this has flipped everything on its head for that whole crowd that is,
of course,
who has loved him for decades. And we'll play that audio later in the show about that and get into that topic, because we got to get to the Trump stuff coming up, because it's historic, don't you know? But Richard Dawkins saying sex is clearly binary, declaring oneself to be otherwise is a distortion of reality. The guy that was the hero to the left for all these years, because he would say, you know, only nut jobs believe in God. Well, now he's saying only nut jobs believe there's more than two genders. Uh-oh, what do you do with that information?
Right. I love it. Absolutely love it. I came across that the other day. I'm glad we're playing it. Hey, a quick word from our friends at HelloFresh. Funny coincidence. Yes?
I was going to say, I got the perfect way to get into this from the Babylon Bee I just came across.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Husband and wife ask each other what they want for dinner over and over until they starve to death.
Oh, that's so good. Judy is selecting our HelloFresh meals for, I guess it's next week, because you get like 40 different choices every week, and we're texting back and forth about it. And, oh, man, we're going to get some delicious stuff, including these spicy shrimp. I think it's tacos. But with HelloFresh, you simply choose your recipes, pick your delivery date, and relax. Fall's right around the corner, but you can, no need to get down to business too fast. HelloFresh is there to help you plan for the busy season ahead with tasty recipes delivered to your door.
Yeah, that whole what do you want to eat? What do you want to eat until you both starve to death? Doesn't have to happen. When life gets busy, you don't call for takeout. You get HelloFresh. 25% cheaper than delivery, even less expensive than grocery shopping, and certainly faster.
Yeah, and it's delicious whipped up meals right in your kitchen. It's a fresh made meal, but you can get it ready in as little as 15 minutes because the recipe's there, the pre-portioned ingredients are there. It's fabulous. You're going to love it as much as we do. But don't worry, you can cancel any time if you don't, but you're going to like it. So try America's number one meal kit today. Get 50% off plus free shipping with the code 50Armstrong, 50Armstrong at HelloFresh.com/50Armstrong. Jot that down so you remember it and you get it right. 50Armstrong at HelloFresh.com/50Armstrong.
Wide World of News pointed out the front pages of newspapers in the first states for the presidential election, Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, and they did not address the Trump indictment hardly at all. a couple bottom of the fold over in the corners, none of them front page. So,
how interesting.
Well, I don't know. How did it strike you? Yet another indictment. I mean, it's just a fact of life. I mean, the first time something extraordinary happens, it's extraordinary. The second time, not quite so much. You start getting to the third time, it's like, okay, I guess I'll read about it because it's my job. But if it weren't, yeah. I don't know how much I'd pay. I would have been paying attention to this yesterday.
Yeah, I don't disagree. My only counterargument would be the Stormy Daniels hush money thing was unspeakably stupid. I mean, that made a nothing burger look like a 32-ounce porterhouse steak.
God, that's why Jack Smith should have a picture of whatever that guy's name was, Bragg, up on a dartboard. He's got to hate that guy. It watered down. Imagine if the first indictment had been the obstruction of justice documents thing. First time a president's ever been indicted in all the stop the presses news coverage that got. Mm-hmm. Whoa, that would have had a different feel than if it was the stupid, even lefties think it was dumb, Stormy Daniels crap.
So you lead with the porn skank thing, which is idiotic. Then the next one is the documents obstruction of justice deal, which is pretty buttoned up and pretty damning toward Trump. But it's so goofy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a pack rat. He's a souvenir collector, and he didn't want to give this stuff back. If he waved an attack plan on Iran in front of people, it's clearly a violation of the law. But the whole thing in terms of its, like, ultimate significance seems pretty small. It's just goofy. It's dopey.
It's almost going to be like the Clinton impeachment was, in that people who supported Clinton, who were only kind of paying attention, you can't impeach a guy for having an affair. Right. Well, that's what it wasn't. You know, he perjured himself. He lied under oath. But it seemed like it was about it. And I think the reverse is going to be true on this with the, you can't boot a guy out. He kept documents. So did all the other people.
Right, if you're barely following it. But, again, so that one just, it's odd in a lot of ways. This one is about the peaceful transfer of power, which is a miracle historically and globally. The fact that we do this every time is like our greatest gift. And Trump screwed with it. Legitimately, illegitimately. Different people have different opinions. So this one feels like it has historical weight to me. But it's so thin and such a stretch, as we'll be discussing, that this ultimately is kind of another ho-hummer.
You think it has more historical weight than which account did money go to a porn skank from? To get her to keep her mouth shut about having sex with a sweaty old billionaire because she thought she was going to get on TV.
I do think it's more significant than that. Yes, I do. You can't make this stuff up, friends.
Oh, man. We have more legal opinions and that sort of stuff on the way. If you have a thought, text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Let's face it, talking about life insurance is never easy. But after we watched a close friend lose her husband with no insurance, we decided that wasn't going to happen to our family.
Yeah, but shopping for life insurance can be almost as difficult as talking about it.
But then we heard about Ethos Life Insurance. They're a new kind of life insurance, built for people on a busy schedule who don't have time for unnecessary doctor's visits, fine print, or hidden fees. You know, who want to keep it simple.
I couldn't believe how easy it was. We answered a few basic questions, and within minutes, we had an estimate of what it would cost and what sort of policy made sense for us.
I never imagined a life insurance could be so affordable.
And accessible.
The peace of mind knowing that our future is secure, it just removes a lot of the fear around getting older.
Yeah, the unexpected.
I'm glad we talked about it.
I'm glad we went with ethoslife.com.
Go to ethoslife.com now for your free estimate. That's ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author and star in a new Hollywood documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. In this film, economists and Nobel Prize-winning PhDs from Wharton, MIT, and Stanford share a strange concept I call the retirement discount. It gives you more retirement income with the same dollars saved, and your money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even people who are on track have shifted money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money, call to get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Baby. baby boomer dilemma at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you'll get it completely free, plus 2 hours of bonus behind-the-scenes footage. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. So don't delay, call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020, 1-800-506-2020.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Looper, Pena, no hitter for Trevor Valdez. The first lefty in franchise history to throw a no-hitter.
No-hitters are exciting, if like to see the end of.
Mm-hmm.
Are they exciting to watch? I've never watched a no-hitter. Like, I certainly have never been at a no-hitter. Is it exciting?
Yeah. The more hardcore baseball fan you are, the more exciting it is. Once it gets to like the sixth inning.
Right. Leading up to the sixth inning, it's just a slow game though, right?
Well, no, it's a fast moving game, but not a lot happens on one side. If it's like a 1-0 no hitter, yeah, the first six innings are hard to take, honestly.
What do most legal scholars think about the Trump indictment? We can get into that in hour three. I'll tell you, even lefty or Trump hating anyway, legal scholars think this is not going to be easy. You got some free speech problems around this, so we can get
to
that.
It's a huge stretch, yeah.
Did you see that giant X that Elon put on top of the Twitter building in San Francisco over the weekend? Giant lit up X. to announce these, you know, change the name of Twitter to X, and that's his new branding and all that sort of stuff. And apparently he had to take it down because it violated some sort of codes or something in Washington, or I mean in San Francisco.
I don't want to take away your pop culture reference. If you're working toward that, virtually everybody over the age of 30 reacted the same way. That's straight out of Seinfeld when there's that super bright chicken sign across from Kramer's house. It was his apartment. It's shining in his window all night, making him insane. I guess that's what the Twitter X was doing.
Is that why they had to take it down? It was too bright?
Part of the reason, I guess, yeah.
The Babylon Bee headline was, San Francisco demands Elon Musk remove bright sign as it's disturbing people trying to poop on the street.
Oh, that's great.
That's great. I mean, I saw clapbacks against Elon. Elon Musk has had to take his sign down. As it turns out, it's illegal. Like, oh, yes, we showed him. Look how much attention. He knew what he was doing. He knew he was going to have to take it down. You talked about it. Now everybody knows his brand. How do you not get what Elon is doing?
There really needs to be a stupid test before people are allowed to post anything online.
So I was listening to a radio show the other day, or a radio station that I regularly listen to with the kids, and the host said some stuff that was not kid-appropriate, and I thought, oh, crap, I don't want my kids to hear that. I can't listen to the station anymore with the kids. Dang it. Are we that kind of show or not?
Sometimes.
I don't want to make people say, oh, crap, I thought I could listen. Well, let me give you a heads up. This is not something the kids can hear. Okay?
Fair enough.
If you're listening right now. Did you see the lawsuit against singer Lizzo?
Oh, just the headline that the staff, our good folks, sent around yesterday.
Again, this is not for the kids. This is the headline.
Oh, boy. I'm not sure it's for the adults.
You know, I said this to someone yesterday, and they told me, I don't think you realize how off-putting that is. You shouldn't have said that. Do you think I shouldn't say it?
This thing?
Yeah.
Can you tap dance around it as you so skillfully have through the years? This sort of thing.
Oh, I don't know. It really lands with a punch if you just read it as written.
All right. Brace yourselves, friends. Hey, you know what? Yeah, we're all adults. We can take it. If you're a kid, stop listening. Uncle Jack and Uncle Joe are bad people. You shouldn't listen.
Lizzo forced dancers to eat bananas from sex workers' vaginas during Amsterdam trip in a bombshell lawsuit filed yesterday. So if you work for Lizzo, that's part of the job description, apparently.
As a lover of liberty, I would suggest that any forced banana eating is a violation of human rights. This is particularly troublesome, yeah.
I would merely think my daily potassium intake is taken care of. So, yeah, the stunning nature of how Lizzo and her management team treated their performers seems to go against everything Lizzo stands for publicly, the New York Post wrote. While privately she weight shames her dancers and demeans them in ways that are absolutely demoralizing, the plaintiff's attorney said in a statement yesterday. Weight shames her dancers. If you've ever seen Lizzo, she's been on Saturday Night Live I don't know how many times. Her dancers are as big as she is. In what way was she weight shaming from not being big enough? Or was she saying you're getting a little chunky? I mean, she couldn't be saying that.
I saw such a funny Lizzo-related meme the other day. It was one of those memes where a lady's got a happy face and then an enraged face. And the happy face was telling your sweetheart that Lizzo is so brave and is empowering women for being proud of her body. Then the enraged face is telling your sweetheart she looks like Lizzo.
That's pretty good.
It's a funny contrast, isn't it?
That's pretty good. They must have been pretty awful working for her, because I got to believe these workers who are very large girls and get to be dancers with one of the biggest acts, musical acts in the world, would have to be treated pretty poorly before they'd want to file a lawsuit and get in all kinds of trouble like this. But
well, unless they're an ex-employee and they're looking to score, that's possible, too.
It's a number of them getting together. But, I don't know. I don't know. Sounds like an odd, I don't know if it's how awful the work environment is. Certainly an odd work environment.
Yeah, they've gotten together to file see how you like this, ass action suit.
What?
No. They're big booty-shaking, twerking hip-hop dancers.
They are. We got a text from somebody who's had the same experience we've been talking about a lot over the last couple of days, where their 14-year-old boy has turned out to be way more conservative on social issues than they realized, and they didn't get it from Dad. And how it's just somehow, well, actually, the 14-year-old boy says it's just common sense. Yeah, a lot of it is.
I think it's instinct.
Yeah, we can talk more about that later.
Love that Richard Dawkins stuff we're going to play. Stay tuned for that next hour.
And is Trump in trouble? Well, he probably is, but not over this indictment, likely, if you haven't heard about that. Hour three, if you miss an hour, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.